section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Put it down!
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Hey, folks, let's take a minute to talk about our friends over at Piss Poor Washboards. Baby Genius from the goddamn gallows and his brother Quentin have started a company called Piss Poor Washboards. Piss Poor Washboards is your one-stop shop for custom art washboards. Whether it's done with wood burning or painting, these are the people that you want to get a hold of. Remember, friends don't let friends buy washing machines, and IBWIP doesn't make friends with shitty companies. If you're interested in getting your hands on a custom washboard, either to play or as a piece of art, email pisspoorwashboards at quintonbaker.88@gmail.com. Also, like them on Facebook and tell them that IBWIP sent you.
Dickens has an orchard where the sweetest apples grow. On his farm, he sells cider, the best kind that I know. If you tried his brand of cider, where the sweetest apples are from, when you are getting thirsty, he'll wanna hit you some. Dickens cider, Dickens cider. There ain't nothing better when you get your Dickens cider. You can get it most any place. When you get your Dickens cider, you have a smile upon your face. Old man Dickens farms organic, just as natural as can be. And cider is the sweetest from sea to shiny sea. When you try his brand of cider, you'll be an instant fan. You can get it in the jugs or you can get it in the can. Dickens cider, Dickens cider. There ain't nothing better when you get your Dickens cider. You can get it most any place. When you get your Dickens cider, you have a smile upon your face. Old man Dickens has a daughter that I've known for quite a while. She's the only girl in this world that really makes me smile. We have a happy home where our favorite cider's from. I make sure my woman's happy 'cause she's always getting some. Dickens cider, Dickens cider. Better till I get my Dickens cider. I can get it most any place. When I get my Dickens cider, I have a smile upon my face. Dickens cider, Dickens cider. There ain't nothing better when you get your Dickens cider. You can get it most any place. When you get your Dickens cider, you have a smile upon your face.
And I have a smile on my face.
Cool, refreshing Dickens cider.
Yes, Ray, exactly. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 88 of the Burnsman IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen!
Blake Clayton, welcome to IBWIP. We have a great show for you this evening, episode number 88. Let me not waste any more frugal time. Let's introduce the band. When you ask for a cold beer here at IBWIP, there's only one person worth getting it for you. It's the one and only Cold Beer Coley. My dear, welcome to the goddamn show.
Why, thank you, my sweet.
Alrighty, and thank you very much for taking a shower just seconds before the show so you could be completely cleansed of all your sins.
Correct.
Just to add more sins.
Right.
Yes. And if you could make room for more.
If you could turn her mic up, I'd appreciate it.
Sure
and
can.
We have the other man. Well, not the other. Well, yeah, because I'm a man, so I guess technically it is the other man. Hold on. Fuck it. Bacon. We're going to have some bacon. There's only one person that knows how to cook bacon with every single thing known to man. It's the one, the only Amish BJ. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Cheers, y'all.
Woohoo! And alongside me, as of late, not as always, for some reason wearing a wig.
I was wondering if his hair was growing or what the hell was going on there.
Yeah, he's like a hippie. I don't know what his deal is. It's the one and only, give it up for Mute Jacob.
Yay, Mute Jacob.
They love you on the show. They love you all on the show.
I just didn't want to do it too loud because he is Mute Jacob after all.
Yes, I was trying to sign.
That's what we should start doing. We should just start signing to you. All right. Well, what did we just hear, buddy?
Oh, we just heard Do That Thing by the 10-Foot Polecats.
Do that thing, do that thing. Do that thing, do that thing, Molly, do that thing.
And Dick and Cider by Ray Lawrence Jr., both off their new albums.
Get them while they're hot, folks. Get them while they're hot.
Hot.
Hot like Dick and Cider.
Let's not waste any time. Let's just keep going. Let's just bang this out. I'm jacked up.
Let's do it.
Let's
do this shit.
Let's do that thing.
Do that thing. Do that thing. Look at
Did you see how I brought that back around?
Yeah, good job.
This ain't your first rodeo.
No way.
Did you want to play a game right off the start? Try to finish a damn game?
Yeah, we'll finish the game that has lasted a month.
Nice. What is it? Oh, yeah. It is How Well Do You Know Your Partner?
All right, and while we had some technical difficulties last show, so Stagger and Apple could not face the almighty Molly and me, but we only got 4 points. So let's go ahead and play the theme music while they log on here. I love that song. I'm becoming quite accustomed to it. All right. Apple, could you guys turn your volume down on your computer?
Turn the volume down on the computer?
Yeah.
Yep.
Getting some feedback. Or the speakers, or...
That better?
That's a little bit better. Nope. That's all right. Go ahead, BJ. Start us off.
All right, folks. It's now time for How Well Do You Know Your Partner?
Sorry.
Everybody's favorite game that never ends. All right, guys. And we would like to introduce Apple and Stagger.
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
Howdy, guys. All right. You guys previously answered some questions, and I have those papers right here. And we'll start off ladies first.
All right. That's you, Stag. Oh, no. That's me. Okay.
All right. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. It's been so long since I did it.
Like 2 weeks.
You're asking her questions that Stagger answered. Fuck, I don't know.
Okay. All right, Apple. Stagger's penis size can best be described as A tube of chapstick, B a baby's forearm, C a can of Four Loko.
Oh, my. Sorry, baby.
Oh, Lord, what?
I know what you want me to say here. But I'm going to go with honesty here. How old is the baby? I'm going to go with the baby's forearm.
That is correct.
Wow.
Hey. Now, Stagger.
Hung like a baby's forearm.
Yeah. There's quite the size differences there, isn't there? It's like tube of chapstick, and then it goes all the way up to baby's forearm. And a can of Four Loko is pretty damn big, too. All right. Stag. Apple is best described in the bedroom as A, Anne Frank, B, Barbara Walters, or C, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Oh, that one's easy. That has to be the Mouth of the South.
Damn straight.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys are two for two.
What's that, Blake?
They're two for two. That's horrible.
Yeah, they're already almost beating you guys. All right. Peach, are you ready for your second question?
I'm ready, Peach.
All right.
Lay it on.
What is the weirdest thing Stagger has asked for in the bedroom?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And this is not multiple choice, so it could go anywhere.
A baby's forearm.
Penetration.
Could you be a little more specific?
To stick my finger in his ass? I don't. Wow, you were honest.
I told you. Oh my.
Who has not asked for a finger in their butt before?
Yeah, it's true.
I only asked once.
Yeah, it's not so bad with one, but when two goes in, I mean, no.
It's only on the weekends.
Yeah, we do that after your show on Fridays, Beach.
Nice. At least you don't do it during. I had to play Barry White for Blake one time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it used to be back in me and Molly's, you know, wooing time that we'd listen to your show. We'd get about 45 minutes into it. We'd be buck naked fucking all on the bed.
Wow, that's good stuff, Beach.
Yeah, I'm like an aphrodisiac.
It's the beard.
It must be. All right, Stagger, here's question number two for you.
All right.
Apple's style of marital arguing can be described as A, Oliver Twist, B, Betty White, C, Mike Tyson.
Is she going to bite my fucking ear off?
That's more like foreplay.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Betty White. She's pretty straight up.
Yes. They're kicking you guys' ass, Blake.
You're tied now.
It's tied. I think we're going to pull it out.
Pull it out, huh?
Yeah.
That might be the best idea.
I don't want to get Stagger pregnant, so I'm going to pull it out.
That doesn't work all the time. I give you Sean and Liam.
Yep.
All right. Apple. Stagger's biggest fear is?
Oh, God.
This one's tough, baby.
That is a hard one.
His biggest fear is a hard one. I'm trying to answer it wrong for them. I'll play harmonica while you go.
That was beautiful.
I'll play a little bit more harmonica. Did he kill her? Is that... Hello?
You guys still there?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's what... You know what? It's tied 4-4. They have head audio problems. Molly, we are not the worst ever. Uh-oh. Are you back?
You're back.
Hello?
Hello?
We have audio technical difficulties.
Hey, sorry, guys.
There they are. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Damn, I thought I was going to win. Son of a bitch.
Win by default.
Right.
Stagger's biggest fear.
Yes.
Wow, that's a stumper. I'm going to go with failure.
Jesus, you guys are good.
No.
I'm totally scared of failure. Failure of everything.
No.
You know my drive is high.
I was totally being cliched on that.
I fail all the time. I am not scared of it.
Even if I don't fail, Blake makes me fail. So, all right, Stag.
Yeah, what you got?
Apple's ultimate sexual fantasy involves A, sex toys, B, another woman, C, another man.
Well.
Have fun with that one.
Yeah.
Is that the only choices we have?
Right. Yeah. Just like all of the above, please.
I'm gonna pray it's not another man. But it has to be another woman. That's my answer.
What the fuck? This game is rigged. You sons of bitches. You're all rigging this shit. No.
All right. Peach. Question number 4. Which best describes Stagger's stamina in the bedroom? A, long hauls and close calls.
Oh, Jesus.
B, 15 minutes by the strokes. Or C, quick shot McGraw. It's actually like quick draw McGraw, but.
Hey.
Hey.
Are we still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We thought we lost you again.
All right. Can you repeat that question? Sorry, guys.
Sure. Which best describes Stagger's stamina in the bedroom? A, long hauls and close calls. B, 15 minutes. Or C, quick draw McGraw.
I'll go with 15 minutes. No way!
It was all long hauls and close calls, but
it's like the perfect. It's like the perfect married couple. We're talking to the perfect married couple.
You know, I had a long haul one time, and Nicole told me, "Are you fucking done yet?"
Oh.
Yeah.
I was fucking tired.
All right, Stag. Question number 4 for you, my friend.
All right, what you got?
How many times a week does Apple masturbate alone?
Alone?
Yeah. Without you watching.
Well, she doesn't know about the hidden camera in the bedroom, so I'm always watching, but
careful, you don't want to catch Hulk Hogan coming in.
Hey, brother.
Masturbate alone in a week?
Yeah.
Twice.
Ooh, sorry. None. Masturbation is for sinners.
But all sinners are welcome.
Well, when you get 15 minutes a day, you really don't need to masturbate now, do you?
Whoop, whoop. It's all mine, ladies.
All right, PJ, here is your very last question. And I've just called you 3 different names during this contest. So I hope you're happy.
That's how we roll. Keep it kinky. It's all right.
I prefer Priscilla. It rolls off the tongue better.
It does.
That's my 9-to-5 name.
I understand. I have one of those also, though. Without his Apple around, Stagger would be A, homeless bum, a lost puppy, or C, living the life of boats and hoes.
Oh, yeah. A lost bum. What was B?
It was a homeless bum, or B, a lost puppy, Or C, of course, the living boats and hosts.
No, no, not C. I'm going to go with B. A lost
Peach was 5 for 5.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
And one last question for Stag.
All right, I'm ready.
Which best describes Apple's driving? A, an Asian woman. If you go with that, keep her away from Blake. B, Danica Patrick. Or C, the King, Richard Petty.
Oh, wow. Well, it's got to be the little Asian woman. It's like a little old woman.
Wow.
All right. That's 4 out of 5. You guys did great.
Awesome.
Thanks, y'all.
You kicked me and Molly's butt. 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Hey, man, we've known each other almost 20 years, so. Yeah.
I haven't known anybody for 20 years. Nobody will tolerate me for 20 years. Well, thank you guys very much for being on the show and playing our game. Go ahead and plug both your shows you guys got on Silent Storm.
Absolutely. Well, you guys hopefully have just tuned in to the Working Class Radio with me and my love partner that I know so well, Mr. Stagger Lee. We are on every Monday night at 8 o'clock. And
then on Sunday nights, I do a show by myself most of the time. Sometimes Apple wants to co-host with me, though. And that is called Gospel for the Guilty. And it is on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock.
Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great shows.
Thank you guys for coming on to the show.
Thanks, y'all.
See you guys.
Man. Goodbye, y'all. Good night.
Later.
Toodaloo-skies.
Gee, mini Christmas. Talk about somebody who sucks at this game. I made it up, and I lost big time.
That's just sad, Blake. Just sad.
Sad.
That's just sad, Blake. Just. Whoa.
Hey. Now we're back.
What the hell happened there?
I had to do a little audio fixationing.
All right. So that was fun.
That was amazing.
That was they really know each other.
They sure do.
Golly. I think they spend way too much time together.
I think so too.
I think so three. All right. Well, folks, thanks again to Stagger and Apple for being on the show. Hope you enjoyed the third installment. We don't know any more couples, so this is the last time we'll do this.
Well, we know more couples. We're just using that excuse to not do this game anymore.
Let's talk about the new IBWIP comic. You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. So everybody remembers we had the first installment come out, and it's where we went into Canada. Canada?
Canada.
Canada. And so the next one, which will be released on Friday, is entitled, the IBWIP comic number 2 is entitled The Mounties. So nice. We come in contact with Mounties for the first time. And you'll be able to see that on our Facebook page. We'll have it. But also, if you go to IBWIP.com, click on the comic tab, you can check it out. Okay, well, fine then. But our good friend Eric Van Singles, thank you very much for doing the cartoonist. You can check him out, www.ericvansingles.com. That's ericvansingles. And we will put up a... What are you laughing at? You and your long hair.
Hippity.
Hibbity, hibbity. So check it out, and like I said, we're gonna be releasing one every couple of weeks. So again, thanks to Eric for taking the time.
Yes, thank you very much, Eric. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's cool, man.
I concur.
Well, a couple weeks ago, me and Molly went to Springfield to see Jake Orvis and the Broken Band and the Goddamn Gallows, and it was in Springfield, Illinois.
The birthplace, or not the birthplace, but Lincoln's from there.
Yeah, he hung out there. And it was an awesome show, but something, it was like a couple days later, it was when they, Jake Orvis, their van got hit.
Yes.
And a lot of folks probably heard about this on Facebook, but a drunk driver of a snowplow. Now, I for some reason, I would think that if I was a snowplow driver, I'd be like, this is probably not a good idea that I drive this thing.
Right. Exactly.
But it didn't quite work that way. Luckily, nobody was seriously hurt. And the reason why I bring it up is because I kind of wanted to take a few minutes to talk about like the support that our community, not our scene, but our pencil.
Right. Yeah, I'm even going to go beyond pencil and just say family.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. It's huge.
But everybody chipped in, and they got themselves a van and got going on the road and to finish the tour, and that's pretty amazing. You know, it kind of reminds me, you know, the time that Cody O got his bass smashed, got ran over. You know, three days later, he had a brand new bass. So
right. The outpouring of this family is just amazing. When all us, what the hell would us bunch of bearded, tattooed, beer-swilling jackasses get together, we can do great things.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, people look at us and say that, you know, we're a bunch of fucking hillbillies, but we're fucking, we have a heart.
Right. We're not total dicks.
Right.
That's like my new catchphrase on this show.
It is.
That should be made into a patch.
It should. Amish Beach says, we're not total dicks.
But we also saw James Honeycutt while we were there in Springfield, and he was sicker than a dog, but he wasn't going to do any songs, but he ended up playing a couple songs, you know, a few songs, and I don't know, man, if I was that sick, I sure as hell would not be doing that. No way.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But
he's my personal Yoda.
But we were talking before the show, and he said, hey, did you get a hold of a copy of my DVD? And I was like, well, no. And I felt like a dick, you know. Like, oh no. And he's like, well, let me get you one. He goes, I talk about you guys on the interview. And I was like, what? You know. So I'm attempting slowly here to but he talks about us, and I'm gonna play a couple seconds of it here, if you don't mind. Do you
Have
mind?
Have you ever been asked a question that was way too hard for you to answer or tripped you up? Or that was weird?
Yeah, I've been asked a couple of weird ones actually. A few months ago, there's this show out of Illinois called "It Burns When I Pee," which is a great name for a radio show. But they do like kind of underground roots country music and stuff. And they asked, they had fan questions, and one of them was, and it was actually I knew who, like it was from a friend. I knew where it was coming from. They kind of staged it, but whether or not I preferred newer Metallica or Metallica in the 80s, which that's obviously, you know me, you're fucking with me. But then the other one, which was really kind of caught me off guard in a silly way, was how many golf balls can you fit in your mouth? And it was right in the middle of like a really deep, eloquent, like really, you know, covering shit, relevant shit. And it was really funny, like a totally laugh out loud kind of moment. But we're going to figure it out. When we do the Muddy Roots Festival, Blake, the guy that does the show, is actually going to bring new golf balls, and we're going to figure out how many golf balls I can. Because I said, I was like, well, you know what? I don't know. And I was in my car at the time, and I was like, I'm trying to imagine. I was literally like thinking it through, you know? I was like, how do I do this? And we're laughing, you know, I was just having fun with it and stuff. And I was like, I'll tell you what, dude, if we can have golf balls, or I'll bring golf balls at Muddy Roots, we will figure it out. And you can film it, and we'll put it on the show. Like, you know, that's the thing that the most out of the blue one that I can think of.
So that was super cool of James to put that on the interview.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
And we were actually talking about it. We were talking about it. You know, he's like, I still want to do it. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to do it, because if something goes wrong, something happens, and I'm responsible for the death or the inability for James Honeycutt to sing, I will have to move to like Mexico and go in hiding.
Right.
Yes.
There will be at least 1,000 women chasing you down, ready to stab you.
I'd be one of them, just so you know.
Well, that's a lot. That's just a few more than the number that are after me now.
That's true.
All right. Well,
all kinds of manners of stuff.
Right. Exactly. All right, well, let's just move on to some music, and we'll come back. Don't forget, folks, later on in the show, the next segment, we will be doing the Silent Storm secret word for the phrase that pays those for those Mighty Rouge tickets. So stay tuned, and what we got coming up next?
All right, guys, you're going to hear Then You Don't by Buck 55 and a quick interview with Baby Genius of the Gallows and Piss Poor Washboards.
In this segment of the
be about piss poor washboards,
right?
Sorry.
That's all right. And the segment is going to be sponsored. I get so excited to do these that I fuck them up. This segment of It Burns and IP is sponsored by HIV. Don't worry, folks. It's not that bad anymore. They have medicine for it. Look, Magic Johnson is still alive. Sometimes I tend to go too far.
Sorry.
Coley.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Remember to like us on Facebook, search IBWIP, and tell your friends.
She's fired.
I know. I'm sorry. I was actually trying to promote.
If you value your life as I value this bike, then you don't, then you don't. Oh, that kid ain't right, and that boy ain't bright, and my bike is white.
Alright, folks, so we're standing outside Springfield, downtown, 1 o'clock in the morning. I got Baby Genius from the goddamn Gallows with me. Mm-hmm. Wanted to take a few minutes and talk about piss poor washboards and how that kind of came about. Where'd you guys get the idea, you and your brother, to start this?
We just had it's kind of weird. We had a bunch of washboards laying around, trying to take care of some legal issues I got from LA and trying to save my home because we were about to lose it. So I decided to paint a couple washboards and they sold really quickly, and then out of nowhere, everybody was like, oh, I want a washboard, and it kind of clicked. We were like, nobody's really making real musical washboards just for
sure
washboard players. You know?
So what do you do? Just go around as you're on tour and pick up washboards, or do you get them from a certain place, or just kind of go all over?
Yeah, right now we're just refurbishing them. We are about to start making them completely from scratch.
Oh,
we're
going
to have stock washboards with logos and cool Ouija board and coffin shape ones and things like that. So look out, because it's going to be something different that washboard players need, I guess.
Awesome. And, have you always been an artist, and besides music, but drawing and painting and stuff?
Yeah. Both of my parents were tattoo artists. My grandparents were sign painters down in Mississippi. Just kind of learned from all of them around me, and because they were tattoo artists, I was around a lot of musicians, shit like that. So kind of just took off from there.
That's awesome. So how do folks get a hold of you guys at Piss Poor Washboards?
Piss Poor Washboards Facebook page. If you know me or my brother Uriah or Quentin personally, hit us up. Other than that, I mean, we're always on tour. We're here. We're there. We're going to start a website soon. We're just trying to get the store in order first before Definitely. We just blast everything, you know.
So what has been your favorite one that you've designed so far?
The favorite one that I've done so far is probably the Ouija board ones. I made a Masonic Ouija board one and just a normal Ouija board one, and those are my absolute favorites so far.
What makes a good musical washboard?
I guess that depends on the washboard player. They prefer different sounds, different metals, different corrugation. It gets thick into it if you get that deep into it, really.
So it's pretty technical. It's not just, hey, there's a washboard.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly. There's washboard players that prefer zinc washboards or zinc coated or whatever, and yeah, it gets deep. So
awesome. Well, man, we've been playing the ad on the shows, and we're always here to support.
Appreciate it.
You know, the slogan goes, "Friends don't let friends buy washing machines."
Friends don't let friends buy washing machines.
Yep. Right on, man. It was a pleasure meeting you. It was a pleasure seeing you play tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, anything you need, let us know.
Piss Poor Washboards, look us up.
All right.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man.
And stop.
There I was every night, sitting at home, holding you tight. Hon, I sure did treat you right, then you put me down. Now I ramble where I choose, no one to care, nothing to lose. Crying your name, moaning the blues, that's me hanking around. Well, I'm home, gal, you put me down, but you ain't one. And I sigh, cry, think of what you've done. I could die when we touched, live for your kisses, hugs and such, but you didn't love me half as much. Now I'm hanging around. I aimed to buy a ring for you, I didn't have money to. I gave my heart and you kept it too, back in the old hometown. Now every night here I am, me and your memory home the lamb, riding rails like the old Pan Am, out here hanking around. Well, I'm all home, gal, you put me down, but you ain't one. And I sigh, cry, think of what you've done. Late at night, the well is dry, the lights go out, the people fly. I try, but I can't close my eyes, I'm still hanging around. Well, honey, I got the clipping that you sent, all about that big event. All that money that he spent making you the queen of the town. Now you found that prosperity you never would have had with me. There ain't too many VIPs out here hanking around. Well, I'm all home, gal, you put me down, but you ain't one. And I sigh, cry, think of what you've done. Now every night I see your face taped inside of my guitar case. It kinda keeps me in my place, keeps me hanking around. Oh, it keeps me hanking around.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Artie Hill and the Long Gone Daddies. I want to say thank you to Potsy. I don't know if he's in the chat tonight or not, but he has sent me a tremendous amount of music, and I'm just now getting to play it. So I wanted to put one of those on. So that was for Potsy out there in Minnesota, eh?
Hey, hoser. They don't say hoser up there, though.
Take off, eh? We're in Minnesota. We got the Mall of America. Hey, I was told that the segment sponsor for the last one was really inappropriate, but I'm not going to apologize.
Thank goodness for that. I was going to have to check your temperature. Ooh. And not by mouth.
All right.
Rectal.
I'm kind of thinking that's a good time.
Hell yeah.
Hey, since we're in the spirit of playing games, basically because I haven't written a skit in forever, you guys want to play another game?
Sure.
Woohoo! Let's do this shit. All
right, it's called Fact or Crap.
I'll lose.
All right. You have to tell me, I'll make a statement, and you have to tell me if it's fact or crap. All right?
Okay.
All right, I got, how many cards do I have? My buddy, Mute Jacob here, has just handed me the cards he has selected for this. Do you want to play, Mute? Okay, it's really difficult to have this friendship on the microphone. All right. All right. So, BJ, we'll let you go first because you have a great streak on games.
Yes.
And Mute Jacob is going to play as well, okay?
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
All right, BJ, first question. At age 22, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 15-year-old cousin.
That would be fact.
That is crap. She was 13.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, he got you.
All right. Which one was I supposed to do? This is for St. Patty's Day. Coley, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Punt is the currency in Ireland.
What is it?
Punt, P-U-N-T. Punt is the currency in Ireland.
I'm going to say crap.
It is fact.
Huh.
There you go. All right.
Loser.
I thought they used English money. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, don't be sorry. We're all just having fun here. It's good show content. All right. Mute Jacob, here is your question. Singer Bono of U2 took his name from a billboard ad for a hearing aid retailer. Fact or crap? Way to go, buddy. You are correct. That is a fact.
Oh, man. This is totally rigged. Damn.
Well, if you look on the chat, he did put fact.
I didn't even look.
All right. Which one of these am I supposed to do?
BJ.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, BJ, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
In Kentucky, rattlesnake meat can be eaten in public any day but Wednesday when it is against the law. Is that fact or crap?
I'm going to say fact.
That is crap. It's legal on Sundays. It's illegal on Sundays. I'm sorry. It's illegal on Sundays. BJ, come on, buddy.
Did it really matter if I answered it correctly anyway?
Yes, it matters. All right. Coley, are you ready for your next one?
Sure.
Now, I know that you're a big fan of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the one I was supposed to give you.
This question's going to be nothing about Pink Floyd.
I'm thinking.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. I'll tell you what, Coley, I'm going to give you two questions, all right?
Oh, okay.
The Blarney Stone is made of limestone. That's a little Irish question for you. The Blarney Stone is made of limestone.
Don't look at me. I'm not answering it for you.
I think it is lime. So I'm going to go with lime.
You're going to go with fact or crap? True or false?
Oh.
You got it right. It is made of limestone. But here's your bonus question.
Okay.
Because you're the only girl playing.
Okay.
Pink Floyd named their band from an English soft drink. Fact or crap?
I'm going to say crap because I've never heard that before.
All right. So far, Coley is winning 2-1-0.
And I keep writing on this paper that I have in front of me, I hate Blake and his games. I hate Blake and his games. All work, no play, make BJ a angry boy.
All right, mute Jacob. This one is for you. Istanbul.
Question yet.
Istanbul.
Was Constantinople not? Istanbul is Constantinople. Sorry.
You are correct, Mute Jacob.
What the fuck was the question?
Oh, Istanbul was once Constantinople. I didn't say it again
now
because...
Istanbul is Constantinople. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Sorry.
All right, next question. Well, this is the last round. We got a lot to get to. All right. Are you ready, BJ?
As I will ever be.
Fact or crap? Istanbul was once Constantinople.
That would be fact, but I'm going to get the gong.
Oh, wow.
You got it right.
Woo, BJ!
Don't patronize me, fuckers.
Oh, okay. This one is for you, Coley. It's a sports question.
Oh, well, I'm just going to say, just gong me now.
All right.
I'll give you the gong.
Before becoming a professional baseball player, Jackie Robinson, who was black, was a PE teacher.
That was a fact.
Good answer. All right, Mute Jacob. I know you're a big fan of Hitler.
So let me
give you. All right, here's your question. Give me the card. Adolf Hitler was an only child. Fact or crap? Oh no, wait. I'm sorry. That's correct.
He had sisters. And...
I know.
All right, so we got a tie here. Coley.
Against the guy that wrote the cards.
No, it's an actual game. Look, it's an actual game. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, hey, I don't just make stuff up.
You just picked the cards.
Jacob did. All right. Coley. Coley, you and Jacob are on a. This is your last. This is a do or die situation. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to take the first question, or do you want Jacob to take it?
Let the mute go first, because I'm the bigger woman.
All righty. The question is: the secret recipe for Coca-Cola is locked in an Atlanta bank vault. Is that fact or crap? You dumbass. You're fucking looking right at the car. All right. Mute Jacob got that wrong. That is a fact. Okay.
All right, bring it on.
Now, this is for all the marbles. Coley, you could win it all right here.
Okay,
I know you know a lot about sheep, so I'm going to give you a question about sheep.
I know a lot about sheep.
I'll tell you what, you can confer with your lover on this to get this right, okay?
That means yes.
Okay.
And they kick with their hind legs when you try to fuck them in the ass.
Not if you put their back legs in your boots.
All right, for all the marbles, when sheep lie down in a field, rain is imminent. When a sheep lies down in a field, rain is imminent. You know what I'm trying to say.
It's crap. I gave him roofies.
But remember, BJ has never won a game on this show, so I don't know if you want to go with him on here.
I'm going to go with fact. BJ!
So we're still tied.
We need another question to break the tie.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Just one more.
Oh, don't get cocky. Mute Jacob's getting cocky. Now he's just not even looking at me.
He's making faces at you, Blake.
Okay. All right. Coley, do you know anything about Harry Houdini?
My dog is a Houdini, but that's about it.
All right, well, you're going to get this right then. Here we go. Harry Houdini died while performing his famous Chinese water torture cell escape.
Crap.
For one bonus point, can you tell me how he died?
Eating jelly wraps?
Jelly wraps are awesome, man. No, I'm not going to say what you said, muted Jacob. Wasn't he like trying to get out of his box or something and he suffocated?
I'll give you a hint. I recently had the same problem, although I didn't die from it.
What, shit in his pants?
Erectile dysfunction? Asian porn dehydration.
He died of appendicitis.
Oh.
Mute Jacob, if you get this answer correct, you will win and this will finally be over with. So I suggest you really pay attention.
It would still be a tie.
It would still be a tie.
Oh, because you got... Oh, fuck. All right. Early toothpastes included crushed coral. Fact or crap? You dumbass. Coley, you are the winner. And that, my friends, is what's called... That's what's called... Hey, host, you need to spend more time on show content. All right, this is the moment everybody that's listening has been waiting for. They're all leave after this, but BJ, go ahead, buddy.
All right, guys, your SilentStormRadio.com Muddy Roots tickets phrase that pays word is
not that. Roll, please.
Oh wait.
It's the T-H-E, the.
Duh.
Wow. That was, hold on. Let's try that one more time. And go like the magic word. Okay. Get all excited again.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. like you're going to.
And SilentStormRadio.com phrase that pays word for this show is. The
Oh, that was good. All right, so hey, BJ, why don't you explain to everybody real quick who's just tuning in how they can catch up and what the goal is at the end of this.
All right.
Oh wait,
guys,
hold on.
All right, guys. What we're doing is every show this week starting yesterday has a word for each show.
And it's not birds.
Each one of those words is all mixed up, and it creates a phrase. By the end of the week, you'll get every word to the phrase. By the time my show airs on Friday night, you will get the whole phrase. Then your job is to unjumble it and answer after I give that last word. The first person that answers on the Facebook fan page for Silent Storm Radio wins two Muddy Roots tickets, not two pair, a pair of Muddy Roots tickets. And if you missed any shows yesterday, you can go to Mixlr.com, search for Silent Storm Radio, and go down to our show reel link, and you can catch those shows.
Also, there's a catch to putting it on the fan page, isn't there, babe?
Yeah, there is a catch to putting it on the fan page. If you just like the page, if like I see that you like the page 15 minutes before you answered, you don't win.
Yeah.
You have to be a fan for at least
30
a day or this week. Yeah. I mean, it has to be for a while.
Before Friday.
Before Friday, yeah.
All right. And once again, what the word is not the bird.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec?
You son of a bitch.
Huh. That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
The.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird,
bird, bird, bird. Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. Well, a bird, bird.
You know, my favorite part of that episode is when the lights are out and you just start hearing Peter whispering, going, bird, bird, bird.
That's a gag.
And then he turns on the light and is like on top of Lois and screaming at her. That, I do that shit to Nicole all the time.
Interface, nose to nose.
So, people, believe me, you want some free Muddy Roots tickets and a little bit of work, and you can get free Muddy Roots tickets.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Let's see, what else is going on with IBW?
Just so everybody knows, Loki just said, damn, I'm going to unlike the page and only add it again on Friday. No, if you already like the page, you're good. I'm just saying, new people.
Oh, come on. I was fucking with him.
Oh.
Telling him he wasn't going to win because he disliked the page and then added it again on Friday. Just to be butthead to see if he would win. So I was just messing with him and told him he couldn't win. He did that.
The bird's the word, by the way.
Yeah, the bird is the word.
The.
Right, right. The bird's the word.
No, the.
Hold on, one more time.
The.
All right, folks, here's the IBWIP schedule that we got going on right now. We just released episode 87, featuring interview with Justin Wells from Fifth on the Floor. It is now available. Their new album comes out on March 12th, but don't hold me to that date. This episode will be released as a podcast on March 8th, which is this coming Friday. Then, on March 15th, to celebrate my birthday, we have...
Yay!
We have a special interview. Episode 89 of A Burn Zone IP welcomes back the one and only Wayne the Train Hancock to IBWIP.
Yay!
Nice.
And it was an awesome interview, and he's very candid about some things, and it's definitely well worth a listen. Then we're going to record one more live show in March on the 18th, and you can hear that on silentstormradio.com. Then on March 29th, the last Friday of the month, we will be featuring an interview, episode 91, with JT from Liquor Box. And that's a good interview, too. And then we also have scheduled to have Ray Lawrence come play live at IBWIP Studios in March. So you guys will see that in April as a vidcast and as a podcast.
Woo!
Woohoo!
We got shit going on.
Hell yeah.
Molly's like, when are we going to have time for sex? And I'm like, first of all, you don't have to ask for it.
Or you make, just take it.
Or, yeah, do not make time for it. Just do it. Like Bo Jackson said. Or
then she'll go, I don't like it. I don't like it. speaking of I don't like it, I heard you got Molly a little birthday present.
Yeah.
Or a little present.
Well,
sorry.
I bought it early. No, but I have purchased the rights to idontlikeit.net and idontlikeit.org.
I don't like it.
You spent $13 on that. I don't like it. Why did you do that? That's a waste of money. So I'm trying, and I think I need all of the fans to go on Molly's Facebook page, convince her that she needs to start her own podcast called...
I like it!
Because we have the website for it, so why not, right?
Hell yeah. And she can play...
train songs.
Yeah. And
the band
Fountains of Wayne.
I think she should play all Daryl Hall and John Oates songs. And then just,
I think she should.
Like, every time we release an episode, you guys just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Every show art is just me or Nicole with black eyes.
And chicken and waffles. Chicken gravy and waffles.
A big smile on her face eating chicken and waffles with a black eye. Yeah. Looks like hockey players.
Holding a spatula.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Folks, I want to tell you about the upcoming anniversary of IBWIP. For some strange reason, we've been doing this for almost 6 years, and I don't know why. But at the end of May 31st will be episode 100 of IBWIP, and
woo-hoo!
Yes, we're gonna get Jacob to talk by then. I think
you were gonna get the mute to talk.
I thought he was like Helen Keller.
Well, it's just like AIDS. There's a cure for it somewhere.
If you have enough money.
Right, if you have enough money. Just to talk a little bit about what we're doing, we're gonna have a commemorative 6th anniversary gift pack available. Pre-sales start on March 15th. We're gonna go through to April 15th. You get the anniversary T-shirt. Which we'll be posting soon, the IBWIP Auditory Dysentery shirt. You get 2 buttons, a shop rag, and 3 patches, and an autographed picture of Blake Coley and Amish BJ.
Woo-hoo! Woo! I don't like it!
All for the low, low price, including shipping, $25, folks. That's all that stuff for $25.
Wow. Damn, man. That's awesome.
That's not what my paper says.
We don't like it. We don't use that paper. Don't like it.
Hey, by the way, the shop rags are workman tested and approved. I got a phone call the other day from a listener that has a shop rag and says it's great.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
I heard the same thing. I don't know if it was the same person, but it might have been.
A guy that fishes?
Yeah, it was that person.
Well, he showed me
the proof on Saturday.
Nice. Yeah, he said they really stand up to the test of braided line and stuff.
Hey. Well, the new ones are going to come out. Those ones we did were the first run of ones, and we sold out of them before the ones that were good. So, but this time we know what we're doing. So again, the T-shirt, which we'll have, we're going to release what the logo looks like this Friday. 2 anniversary buttons. They're 1.5-inch buttons. Shop rag and the 3 patches and an autographed picture. Which, I mean, who doesn't want an autographed picture of the 3 of us?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I have an autographed picture of us.
You do?
Why didn't I?
You should have kept one. Now you got to buy an anniversary pack.
We should do 8x10
glossies.
Yeah, glossies of all of us.
We would sell out of those in minutes.
Naked.
Ooh, that's even better. All righty, folks. Well, that's enough for me this evening. I know Amish BJ, thank you so much. You're a good sport, and I know that someday you're going to win.
Yeah.
One day.
I shall break out into song and birds will sing when I finally win.
Shut up.
I have to find a game that is like got your niche.
So you're trying to say for retards?
No, that's not. I didn't say that. That's ridiculous. All right. Cold Beer Coley, as always, my dear. And again, you. Glistening out of the shower right before the show started. Nothing better.
I smell pretty nice.
Huh?
Can you smell me?
Oh, yeah, I smell you.
I smell really nice.
I want to thank Mew Jacob for something. I don't know. And I definitely want to thank all the fans for coming out. I want to thank everybody for supporting Silent Storm Radio, mostly this week. Seriously, I think if you haven't been able to listen to this, all the shows, we understand if you can't make it to a live, but go to that player and play the back episodes. Get that, like them on Facebook pre-Friday, and get it right.
Yes.
Yes.
Put it on the board. All right. We need music to end this thing, and there's only one way to end an IBWIP episode. It's with Cold Beer Coley's Glistening Double D's.
Yes, I'm a shaking them. Shake, shake, shake. The double D's I have for you tonight is High Horse by Workhorse. And my final song is So Long and Good Night by the Swamp Rats.
Alrighty. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
No, no. No. I am sorry.
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 Well, we lost our sponsor for this segment because of the last sponsor. Actually, I just didn't come up with one. IBWIP. Head on over to IBWIP.com for our new comic tab, past episodes, our calendar of events, and links to our Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I'm sorry, BJ, I stole that. I apologize.
I was just going to say something, but night all. We'll be right back.
short but still walking tall, cause something's better than a nothing at all. Listening in the wind and staying dry, you never know until you try. I'll be back around some other day, but until then, tell them to say goodbye. So long and goodnight. So long and farewell and goodnight.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.